Let's talk a little bit about the patient who's not going to receive IL-2 and how you decide between the various first-line systemic alternatives.
Well, that's complicated. I mean, it's not complicated. I think it's just that we've had a lot of experience with all of them. I think if people are familiar with one or the other, they should go with the one they're the most familiar with. Because what I'm hearing from people in the community is that these drugs are hard for them to use, and if there's toxicity, they just stop them. And what we found, we had about 80 people on expanded access in addition to the phase 3 trials. And the first month of treatment with either sorafenib or sunitinib is a lot of work, because people have rash and people get hand-foot and they have hypertension and some even start the diarrhea right away. So then you have to manage the symptoms, adjust the doses, and just fiddle around for a month. So, and then you can keep going at a dose that's manageable and even dose escalate back. And I urge people not to bail out just with some early toxicity. But in terms of choosing between them or choosing Toricel, you know, I think I like, if it's not in a study setting, I like the community would probably start with Sutent, mainly because it has less hand-foot. But if somebody gets tremendous fatigue, I switch immediately to sorafenib.
And where does Toricel come in?
Well, Toricel right now, I'm using it in the poor-risk patients and the non-clear cell up front. But we have about 10 people that have been treated